Good morning, everyone. My name is Amber Green. I'm the Director of Communications for the City of Muncie. First of all, I'd like to thank you all for being here this morning. I don't know about you. I was a little worried about the weather, but it seemed like right at 9:30, the sun decided to come out and join us for what looks like is going to be a beautiful groundbreaking ceremony. We are super excited to be here. It has been over 40 years since the city has put up a new fire station, so this was a long time coming. It's excellent that we are here. Thank you for being here. I'd like to thank the Chamber for helping us put this together. Your help is great. We appreciate everything that you did to get this. I'm going to go ahead and turn this over to Mayor Ridenour, and we're going to get things started. Thank you.
Thank you, Amber. So I am so glad the sun came out. That just makes a big difference. I went back and looked, and for my administration, this has taken the first recorded, we had conversations, but the first actual email that went out saying we were going to move forward with this fire station was August 27th of 2020. And it was between Aaron Clark and myself, former council member Aaron Clark. He pushed hard to make this happen, for those of you who don't know. And what we did is we copied all the city council at that time. That has turned over, and several of them are no longer on the council. There's new members on the council. And it not only went through two different councils, but it also, I looked it up, and we went through three different fire chiefs in this period of time. So I am greatly appreciative to all the people who have pushed hard to make this happen. There has been opposition. But we're here, and it's about to happen, and it's wonderful for our city. It's wonderful for this neighborhood. It's wonderful for the fire department. It's wonderful for EMS, and I'm really looking forward to it. I want to thank the current city. We took this to the city council for approval starting in October of 23. Then they didn't take action on it because there was an election the next month, and it ended up going into 24. It took several months to get it approved. And then it took months to get the funding appropriated and all the other little paperwork done. But I mostly want to thank those seven council members who voted for the bond. That was the first big piece. There were seven that voted for it, and I just want to thank those seven members. That included, and not all of them are here today, but that did include Councilperson Garrett, Councilperson Selvey, Councilperson Mason, McIntosh, Councilperson McIntosh, Councilperson Jerry Dishman. Thank you for his support as president of this council. I'm missing somebody. Councilperson Green couldn't be here today. He's been very supportive of this. And Councilperson Dale Bashett. Those seven voted for the bond. In the end, the final funding, the result was different. But it's important to know that sometimes you have opposition and sometimes you continue to push through. And part of the opposition is it was not even public. It was making the finances work. And you when you know something needs to happen, you continue to push forward and you push through all those barriers until you make it happen. I am so excited about some of the things that we're doing on Highland and some of the things that we're doing in this neighborhood, some of the things that is about to happen at the Muncie Mall just right up the road. And I will tell you, part of our Ready 2.0 match is this fire station. And so we put all those things together because this fire station is what will cover that Muncie Mall and what we put in for that Lilly Ready funds. So I don't want to get into a whole bunch of other things, but I just am so appreciative of those who stuck with this, who said this is the right thing to do, and who made this happen. And it will be important. And I look forward to seeing it go up and looking forward to seeing the site transform, and just so appreciative of everybody that's involved. So what I want to do now is I want to introduce the developer on this particular project. It's Mr. Greg Martz from GM Development. So, Greg, if you would come up, he's going to say a few words. Greg.
Thanks, Mayor. Good morning. My name is Greg Martz. I'm with GM Development. And I was also looking this morning, like Mayor was, the first email I got on this project was 3 years and 7 months ago, almost to the day. And I know that there's many of you here in the audience that have been working on this project even for years before that. And so this is a day that is exciting for us, exciting for Muncie, and we're glad that it's finally here. There's many of you here in the audience that I want to say thank you to that we wouldn't be here without. First and foremost, of course, would be Mayor Ridenour. I actually met Mayor for the interviews for this project. So again, almost 4 years ago now. But I've gotten to know him really well over the last 4 years. And I'll tell you, just from having to get to know him, it's just been a pleasure working with him, with his humble spirit. But to me, one of the most important qualities about him is being a man of action. And that's proven here today because we're standing here now. There were honestly times when I thought we might never be here today. And but it's because of his pushing and his keeping us all together is the reason that we are here. And similarly to that, I did want to say thank you also to the members of the council. One thing I can say about this council is they're definitely not afraid to ask difficult questions. And I got a lot of those questions over the last 3 years. For those of you who have been at council meetings, you'll know that this project has been on the agenda many, many times, probably over a dozen times. But I appreciate that you were willing to ask those questions because, to me, they were about transparency. It was about making sure that the building was a quality design and that our budget was efficient. And so it's that, those kind of questions, you pushing us, is the reason that 14 months from now we'll have that kind of a building standing here. There's a plaque on Station 5, and Chief may know the exact quote, which you can say if you want to, Chief, when you get up here. I've always heard this quote as being attributed to John Wooden, which is, it's amazing what you can accomplish when no one cares who's getting the credit. And in the end, that's what happened with the mayor's office, with Mayor, with Rich, and the council coming together and making this project happen. And without that happening, we definitely would not be here. I also want to say thank you to the fire department. I've said many times in council meetings, but for those of you who have not been here, how I would describe it is this is one of the most pleasant experiences we've ever had with the fire department. The chiefs and the entire fire department have done a great job just giving us answers quickly. And again, just going back to what we were just talking about, making decisions that were about efficiency, making sure that the budget was being taken care of, but also making sure that this is going to be a quality building and a beautiful building that we can all be proud of. So thank you to all of you, and I'm just so happy that we get to work together for the next 14 months too. And then finally, I just want to say thank you to the construction design team too, and mention them. Hagerman Construction is our contractor. From the very beginning, Mayor and Council have said it's a priority to use union labor and local labor, and when possible, checking both of those boxes with trades. And Hagerman's second largest union contractor in the state. But more than that, they've been my best partner for the last 15 years. Ray's going to talk right after this, but you'll see when they come, their attention to detail, their attention to safety. And so this is going to be a very professionally run project with them. And then finally, RQAW, I've known Pete Peterson probably for 20 years now, one of the first people I ever met in this industry. They've been a partner for all that time. And I'll bet you that you all have designed probably half of the public safety buildings in the state over the last 15 years. So we truly do have the A-team here, no doubt about it. I'll close by simply just saying we look forward to seeing you at the ribbon cutting, which will be in about 14 months. I would say it's going to be right around Christmas time, so that'll be fun next Christmas. And I always say groundbreakings are fun, but ribbon cuttings are really what's going to be fun, especially because we'll have heat in the building at that time. But in the meantime, we promise that we'll be good neighbors to you. We appreciate you bringing us into your neighborhood. And we also promise we'll be good stewards of your project for the next year. Thank you very much.
Good morning. Thanks for being here in the Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for bringing the sunshine to our day. My name is Ray Van Amberg, and I am with the Hagerman Group, and we are proud to be part of this project. Public safety is one of the things we've been doing for 116 years. And You know, as Greg said, we are the second largest union contractor. And part of this partnership is we've worked together to make sure everything happens from safety all the way through to a great project and when we're back here at the ribbon cutting in 14 months. So we appreciate the opportunity. We love working with Pete and RQAW to bring you the best possible building and project for the first time in 40 years, a new fire station. So you got to be excited about that. So thank you, and we look forward to the time forward.
Now we'll bring up the fire chief.
Good morning, everyone. I want to thank everybody for coming out today. I'm going to give you just a little brief history on our current fire stations and the fire station that's just down the hill from us. In the 50s and 60s, the city underwent a major undertaking of replacing six of our fire stations. So the 50s and 60s. The people who went before us skillfully picked great locations for those stations. And as we've done studies for this, those stations are, you know, pretty well placed. I don't know that we could have done any better, even with modern technology and the analytics that we use today. So the station behind us was the first one of those built in the 50s. It was built as a small wood frame structure. And when I was growing up, when we would drive down the road here, I didn't realize it was a fire station. It had one small bay on it, you know, and a very small living quarters. It was built for three individuals and small fire apparatus, you know. As time went on, apparatus got bigger. We moved to going with crew cab trucks where all the crew could ride safely in the cab. This station, the gentleman remained on the tailboard until 1993. In 1993, it underwent a renovation where they added the two larger bays on it, made it look a little more like a fire station, but really didn't change the floor plan inside. It was still designed to house three to four firefighters maximum. So in 2010, the station flooded. Everybody's heard about the flood of our fire station. We went in, gutted the basement on it, remodeled the basement only, you know, to get the station back up. We hated closing the station that runs to this neighborhood in this area as it's isolated. We got our firefighters back in here as quick as we could. In 2019, the Muncie Fire Department began running fire-based EMS. We started our transport service to serve the citizens of Muncie, and an ambulance was brought into this fire station in September of 2019. So we increased our staffing, increased the amount of equipment into a station that was only built to house three to four firefighters and small equipment back in the 50s. So as we started looking at the studies, and they began long before I was in here, as the mayor said, in 2020, he reached out to the union. He reached out to then Chief David Miller and Deputy Chief Alan Richards. They got a hold of individuals. They put questionnaires together. They did studies, and they put together a committee. The original committee for the Muncie Fire Department was Captain Kelly Morey, now retired Lieutenant Mark Greenberg, Sergeant Shane Seitz, and Firefighter Justine Hill. They visited multiple fire stations. They looked at multiple studies. They looked at all of our questionnaires and said, what do we need to build a quality, safe, efficient, modern station for the city of Muncie that will also be able to be operated for 70 years as the one down here was? We wanted to build not just for today, but we wanted to provide a little bit for the future of the city of Muncie. The last thing we want to do is build a new fire station to come back in here in a year and say, man, I really wish we would have done something different. It's much cheaper to do it now. So that brings us to where we started when I came in as the deputy chief and then Chief Robert Meade in 22. We began meeting with the architects. I met Greg Marks from GM Development. It's been great to work with. The folks at RQAW were amazing. I'd never built a fire station before. I've been in building trades my whole life, but I've never built a fire station. They have built several of them. Pete, I thank you and your crew. Those architects, those engineers, the designers, Vaughn is here. Vaughn was our lead on this. We spent lots and lots of hours with them at their facility and on Zoom to design a station that is safe, takes care of environmental concerns for your firefighters, which is one of our greatest concerns in the fire industry, cancer. The carcinogens produced by the vehicles, the carcinogens that are on our gear, need to stay separated from the living quarters. We're seeing cancer cases rising in the fire service still, even through changes that have been made in history to make it safer for us. But that's science, and we accept that. But we are pleased to be where we are today and here to break ground on this new, beautiful facility that not only is going to serve this neighborhood, but it will serve the whole city. We've got some extra storage space here, which makes us more efficient since our maintenance facility is right up the road. We can keep extra apparatus and equipment here. So when they have trucks that go in for maintenance and service, they don't have to circle around the city to get the spare pieces of equipment. We really appreciate everything. I want to thank the mayor for getting this started. I want to thank the city council. Without you, we would not have this. So we definitely appreciate you. Like I said, RQAW and their folks, and I want to thank that committee that originally started, and I want to thank the public that supported this. And I especially want to thank the neighborhood that has shown us support with this station being here. So thank you very much. We look forward to being back here in 14 months. I hope all of you will be here with us. Thank you.